Hello and welcome to The Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shitaj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Saurabh Mukherjee, who's founder and chief investment officer at Marcellus Investment Manager. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Mukherjee.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Shitaj.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to you is that what is the theme that you think will work in the near future? And tell us more about the new PMS scheme, Kings of Capital.
So Shitaj, the theme that we've always invested with, and this has been a consistent theme in our investing over the last several years, is we look for clean companies selling essential products and services with very high barriers to entry. So that's what we've been doing across all our PMSs. In the specific context of Kings of Capital, it's a reiteration, it's an application of this identical theme, clean companies, essential products and services, and high barriers to entry. It's an application of this theme in the context of financial services. So Kings of Capital is a financial services focused PMS with 12 high quality lenders, insurers, asset managers, stockbrokers, and so on. But the theme which has always worked in India, regardless of market cap, regardless of what the economy is doing, is clean companies, essential products and services, and high barriers to entry. And Marcellus continues to be committed to that theme. Kings of Capital is merely an application of that theme in the specific context of financial services.
Right. And at a time, sort of, when RBI has actually sounded off an alarm with respect to NPA post the moratorium period, so why is there a case for investing in high quality financial stocks during the crisis?
So it's worth remembering, Shitaj, that in the context of Indian investing, the macro actually matters. The macroeconomic picture, the broader sectoral picture matters a lot less than people might imagine. So if you take the last 10 years, the Nifty as a whole has generated earnings growth of, 1 or 2%, pathetic earnings growth for the Nifty as a whole. And yet, if I look at Marcellus's portfolios are chock-a-block with India's, elite 20-25 compounders. These are companies like HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank, Nestle, Asian Paints. Over the last decade, when the Nifty's earnings growth has been close to zero, these sorts of elite compounders have grown earnings consistently at 20-odd percent. And in fact, this is something we've written about a fair bit, that in the last decade or so, the concentration of profits in India has risen so dramatically in favor of an elite 20-25 companies that investing beyond this elite 20-25 companies actually makes very little sense. 70% of India's profits today, 70% of India's profits today are taken home by 20 to 25 companies. And that's what we're focused on investing across our portfolios. Now, let's come specifically to the lending sector. Okay. This story of concentrated profitability is even more pronounced in the lending sector. So to take three examples, last 6, 7, 8 years, as you know, Shitaj, last 6, 7, 8 years, NPAs have risen constantly for Indian lenders. Even before COVID, well before COVID, NPAs for the lending sector were consistently rising. And yet, the elite lenders, which are part of several portfolios, including Kings of Capital, three elite lenders, HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank, Bajaj Finance, have consistently delivered 20% earnings growth and 20% share price return through this period of 7-year rise in NPAs. Okay. So yes, NPAs have been rising in our country for 7 years. They will potentially rise further over the next 12 months. But that does not get in the way of champion compounders in financial services like Bajaj Finance, Kotak Bank, and HDFC Bank, and hence the consistent focus more generally across the stock market, consistent focus on high quality stock, and in the specific context of Kings of Capital, focus on high quality financial services stocks, and nothing better like a crisis to make a lot of money in high quality financial services stocks.
All right, well, the key theme is that look for high quality financial services stocks that will become more compounders in the near future. Well, the PMS schemes looks more like, it's more India focused and betting on the recovery of the economy. But that is still some time away going by what international agencies are suggesting at this point in time. Well, do you think betting on India's story now makes sense? What does history tell us?
So look, Shitaj, we don't bet on anything else. We are conservative middle class people and we worked far hard for our money, and our monies are very conservatively, carefully invested. Let's come to this point on international agencies and macro forecasts. I'm afraid macro forecasts made by multilateral agencies or by credit rating agencies count for very little. In fact, they're a classic contraindicator. So if you look back at India's last 20 years, whenever the global agencies and the global credit rating agencies sound the alarm on India, it's time to get a little greedy. And whenever they sound euphoric about India, it's time to batten down the hatches and become more conservative. Examples. I remember autumn of 2013, there was plenty of concern in the multilateral agencies and the credit rating agencies. I think India got downgraded in the autumn of 2013. And as you know, we had a two-year bull run from that point. Conversely, I remember in the closing months of 2017, these same agencies, credit rating agencies, upgraded India. And then 2018 was a dire year for the stock market. 2019 was nothing special to write home about. So by definition, by necessity, these multilateral agencies and credit rating agencies take a rear view mirror picture of the Indian economy. Right. I'm not saying we don't take a rear view mirror, but at least our windshield is not blacked out. With the multilateral agencies, they take a rear view mirror and the windshield of their car is blacked out. And that doesn't sound like a very clever way to drive the car. So I'm not saying there's a raging macro recovery around the corner, but I do think that the alarm that these people are sounding is a little facile. We all know, and anybody who was alive in India knows that April, May were rough months for India. Yes. And it doesn't take a genius to figure that June, July, the economy is recovering. And we will continue making money from champion franchises, regardless of what the economy does over the coming year.
Right. Well, time to make money and become greedy. that is probably the message going from Mr. Mukherjee at this point in time. But yes, the macro, there's not going to be a huge macro recovery, but definitely the recovery is on its way. And that is the crucial message, coming from Mr. Mukherjee at this point in time. Now, the final question I wanted to put it across to is that you have decades of experience behind you. So how are you picking winners for Kings of Capital, although you've highlighted some of the strategies or, some of the crucial checklist points in the podcast? But what is the strategy behind the stock selection and the sectors you would be covering?
So the actual practical work that we do to pick winners for Kings of Capital is similar to the process followed by other PMSs, consistent compounders and little champs. Okay. So the first step of this is forensic accounting, right? As you might have heard me say, the majority of listed entities in our country fabricate their accounts. And therefore, the first step that we do is we take roughly the 100 prominent financial services companies that are listed, apply our forensic framework to it, and roughly half of them drop out. Half of the listed financial services companies, published financials, make very little sense. The second thing that we do is we look at their capital allocation over the last 6-7 years. So in plain English, we look at whether these financial services companies whose books are clean, are they able to generate the return on equity higher than their cost of equity? And if they are able to demonstrate that over the last 7-8 years, we move them further in the process. And if they're unable, they drop out of the process. By this stage of our elimination process, we're only left with around 25 financial services companies spanning asset managers, stockbrokers, life insurers, general insurers, banks, and NBFCs. Mm-hmm. On these 25 companies, Shitij, we then do extensive primary data analysis, i.e. we need their current employees, their former employees, their competitors, their brokers or distributors, people who have regulated these firms. Mm-hmm. And we build a picture of both quality of management and barriers to entry. Okay. And the final set of 12 companies, passed all three tests. Their books are clean. Mm-hmm. Their capital allocation over the last 6-7 years has been impeccable. Mm-hmm. And finally, the management team has done a good job of building barriers to entry. So we're talking here about, say, HDFC Life in the context of life insurance, Bajaj Finance in the context of BFCs, or a Kotak Bank in the context of lending. Mm-hmm. Clean, well-run franchises with high barriers to entry. Those are the dozen winners sitting in our Kings of Capital portfolio.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Mukherjee, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time and wishing you all the very best, sir.
Thank you very much.